Coming to you from the great American Southwest, from our studios in suburban Fort Worth, Texas, this is the Dirt Wasp Podcast. I'm your host, Todd Hulsey. Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Look, today is Friday, April 30, 2021. This is our 53rd Dirt Wasp Podcast episode. And I wanted to take the time today to talk to each and every one of you individually and ask you to do a couple of things to help this show out. Very minor things, but the first one is to contact us. You can contact us on Instagram, Twitter, through our website. I'll give you our email address in a minute. But we've got 52 episodes of content live on the internet right now. There are listeners on every continent, except, as far as we can tell, Antarctica. We got regular listeners in France and Germany and Australia. And I mean regular listeners that always tune in. I can see the data. I can see the stats. And I appreciate you. Depending upon the topic, we have other countries. I mean, different countries in Africa, different countries in Asia tune in. And I appreciate the listenership. And if you're a regular listener, can you please take a moment and however you get the podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Amazon, however you get the podcast, can you please take a moment, and it will take a little bit of time, like 2 minutes or so, to rate the podcast. And I'll tell you this, even a bad rating is better than no rating, because it at least gets the algorithms working. And I'd appreciate some feedback. I occasionally get listener feedback, usually in the form of questions, and I may someday do a question and answer show, but I'd sure like to hear from all of you to let me know, what do you like about the show? What do you not like about the show? What would you like to see changed, if anything? And also, what kind of topics do you want to have on the show? You know, we've had a variety of topics on this show. We kind of have a tilt towards military and martial arts stuff, but that's not what this channel is about. This channel is about society and culture at large. And I think we've had some good shows on some really interesting topics. And in fact, upcoming, we're going to have a NASA test flight engineer who worked on the United States Space Program. We're going to have a UFO investigator. You know, there's a lot of UFO stuff out there in the news media, footage from the International Space Station, for example. Some of it released this week. We're going to have that UFO investigator. We're going to have a woman, a longtime serving enlisted and military enlisted and military officers, going to talk about the unique challenges and opportunities faced by women in the military. And this goes along with our kind of series on women leadership. We have women in the martial arts. We have women leading in male-dominated organizations. And then we're going to do a third to kind of have a trilogy about women in the military. We're also going to put out more of our Focus on Valor series, probably in two episode bites. So on one day, two short Focus on Valor series episodes will go up. We have several up now. I encourage all of you to listen to them because they're very short but very descriptive about heroism in battle and about the, you know, sometimes the personal stories of those who were called to do something extraordinary. As they say, normal people doing extraordinary things. And we're going to talk more about Aikido. I do get a little bit of listener feedback regarding Aikido. We've had, I'd have to count them now, but I believe we've had three Aikido-related podcasts, maybe four. And a question is, well, why do you talk about Aikido? there's a couple of different reasons. I mean, I don't currently study Aikido, but Aikido speaks to me in some way that I can't really articulate. I've studied it in the past a long time ago, and there's just something about it that attracts me to it. Again, I can't explain to you what that is. I don't know. But it's something. And there's also the fact that when it comes to Aikido, nobody seems to really know what it is. There's no agreement out there in the Aikido community. No, nobody sits and talks about what judo is or Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Nobody sits and talks about, well, what is it? And with Aikido, it's just it's a deep well of possible conversation. And you know, if you don't think, I'm going to ask you, if you want to hear more of that, that's great, because I plan to do more Aikido-related episodes. And if you think that there's been enough, well, let me know also. I'd really like to know where you, the listening audience, especially you very regular listeners. And again, I see the data and I see where the listenership comes from. And there's some very, very regular listeners that, regardless of the topic, tune in. And thank you for doing that. But I kind of want you to let me know what direction you want the show to go. Even if it's just, hey, get this guest on. This is a really good guest and you should really try to get this person on. That'd be great. Or how about talking about this topic? You know, and I can try to find somebody who can speak to that topic. That would be awesome if you guys would do that. And then again, if you please, whatever system you're getting your podcast through, and Apple Podcast seems to be the dominant podcast site that people come to us on, give us a rating. You know, and if you can write some remarks about it, that's even better. But also, please contact us. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Come to our website. If you Google The Dirt Wasp Podcast, the website comes up. And you can go from there. It should come up a lot of different platforms, podcast platforms, as well as Twitter and Instagram. There shouldn't be any problem in finding us. But I really, really solicit all of your feedback about, what do you want to listen to? Is there something about the show that you want changed? If you want the host changed, unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen. I'll have to just fire myself, and then have no option but to hire myself back. But if there's something that you think about when you listen to the show, hey, maybe you should change this. Maybe you should do that a little differently. Now's the time. There's 52 episodes out there. This is the 53rd episode, and I really would desire your feedback as well. So it's a short episode today, just reaching out to the listening audience. Again, thank you for listening to the Dirt Wasp Podcast. It's very much appreciated, and it's great having a show that reaches every corner of the globe. And, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody at an Antarctic research station is listening, but it won't show up in the podcast statistics because they're getting it from a satellite feed and then the server is somewhere else on some other continent. So I don't know. If you are listening to the podcast from Antarctica, will you please contact me and let me know? I'd really appreciate that. A whole bunch. And again, what we have upcoming, we've got a NASA flight test engineer who's worked on the U.S. Space Shuttle program. We have a UFO investigator, a long-serving enlisted and officer military woman to talk about the challenges and again, opportunities for women in the military. And then we're going to issue a couple of additional episodes of our Focus on Valor series. And then whatever else we can get going here. So that's kind of the plans as of April 30th, 2021. And we're going to continue. And come July 2021, we'll have 1 year as a live show. And, you know, thank you for being here to listen. Again, give us a rating, give us some stars, however you get the podcast, and contact us. Contact me. Email address is really easy, thecolonel@thedirtwasppodcast.com. And let me hear from you. I'd really love that. And look, if English is not your first language, don't worry about it. If you can, you know, if you can put some words in an email and send it to me, I can decipher it. In fact, do it in, I mean, you can, anybody can translate stuff over Google. So if you're more comfortable, do it in your native language and I'll just hit Google Translator and see what you have to say. That's no problem. And then I'll reply to you the same way back in your native language. So that's not a problem. Obviously you have some English facility if you're listening, but just to make it easier on folks. Anyhow, look, that's it. We'll have new content up 7 days from today. Again, this is April 30th, 2021, and be looking for us. And I really look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, this is the Colonel saying adios.